Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with the founder and president of the Edge of Fit franchise opportunity, Alan Katz. And Edge of Fit is a franchise fitness concept providing convenient, appointment-based personal training services to men and women. Different from circuit group training concepts, Edge of Fit certified personal trainers work with up to 5 clients during a session, with each client following a customized training program. And that's coming up in segment 2 of Franchise Interviews, so stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only publication that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine this week, Marty. How about yourself?
Good, good. Keeping busy. Year's flying by fast already, you know, as always. I can't believe, you know, we're halfway through January, and it seems like we just got back, you know. So, and it's warming up a bit here in Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, you guys have been pretty cold over there, too. I guess throughout the whole country it's been pretty bitter.
Yeah, it's been pretty cold. And, yeah, we just flown right by the holidays into the new year.
Exactly.
Excited about the new year, you know. 09's been kind of, you know, rough year for a lot of people in the country. Rough year for business, so you know, this can be the year of the entrepreneur and a lot of good positive things happening.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really excited about, you know, 2010, and it was a great way. You know, I mean, last week we met with Jeff Haas, who is the co-founder and director of franchise development for the Team Blue franchise opportunity. And I thought that was a great concept, Don, to kind of begin the year with, just like kind of like today's show as well, you know.
Right.
Starting off with car washes in the winter, you know, and getting into fitness. You know, it seems like everyone I know is going on a diet or they're wanting to join a gym, whatever that may be, you know. So just two great categories, really, to begin the radio show with.
Good point, you know? Yeah.
What were your thoughts on the show last week? I thought it was a very interesting concept.
Yeah. Well, first, I like it was father-son.
Yeah.
That's always nice, family business, both being on the same page, starting up a business, having success. I like that there's some absentee ownership
mm-hmm.
to this type of business.
Yeah, it was a good question that you asked, yeah.
I know car washes always, you know, traditionally, at least through business financing, always do pretty well, and lenders
mm-hmm.
like car washes. I like how they use less water. I've often wondered about that.
Right.
You know, car washes just use a tremendous amount of water
mm-hmm.
to wash a car through the traditional drive-through. I guess he had made a comment they use less water, and I guess they clean the cars better. And it's interesting. Like you always say, we'll have to follow and see how they do.
Right.
You know, people like taking care of their cars. You have to, especially this time of year in the Northeast. When there's a lot of snow and dirt on the road, And you know, we're all not about to go out in 20-degree weather and do it ourselves.
No, it's so true, you know, and that's becoming a very hot topic here in the United States and really throughout the whole world, you know, as it seems like everybody's going green, you know. And this was a pretty simple concept, wasn't it? You know, I mean, we asked
right.
the technology question, and, you know, he went to the other extreme. He said, you know, this is a very, very simple concept. And I think that's really what makes a good franchise, is having that simplicity, you know, where you can duplicate the concept. I always use Subway as the example. If you've ever gone into a Subway and you look at it, you say, wow, this is a pretty simple concept. Yet here they
right.
are, you know, one of the biggest franchises almost of all time, you know. So
right.
I like that simplicity. They kind of like are moving away from that technology thing.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting. And it was a great story, as you mentioned, you know, how they came up with the whole concept. You know, he was talking to his son, you know, and he mentioned the hand car wash, you know, which is something that Jeff thought of, like, I think it was like 30 years previously. He was mentioning his idea in one of those pocket recorders, you know, so it's kind of like just meant to be, it seemed like.
Right.
It was almost like their destiny to go into this. Neat way they came up with the name, you know, being out in Pennsylvania.
Right.
With the Penn State, you know, the Lions, so
right.
thought that was interesting. It's a pretty big industry, with $23 billion industry. You know, so it's just, like you said, you know, we want to keep our eye on them, you know, as they continue to, you know, grow and expand throughout the United States. There's not a lot of choices out there. I don't know about how you are in New Jersey, but out here, you know, you don't have a lot of choices as far as car washes go. You know, it's like Jeff said, you pretty much go through the tunnel. You know, and
right.
that's it. So I think this offers something different to the customer. You know, it gives them a little variety, and yeah.
Yeah,
so.
I'm a little surprised there's not more national
mm-hmm.
type car wash change. Wonder what the reason is for that.
I don't know. Yeah, and I was surprised. And then, as he mentioned, I said, "Yeah, you know what? He's right. I haven't seen a lot of them. You know, so or any of them for that matter. So it is kind of interesting. So you know, these guys could be a household name." Who
right.
knows, in 10 years, you know, because it is such a neat concept. So, yeah, so great job, Jeff. And, again, we'll have those guys back in maybe the end of the year in 2010 or the beginning of next year, you know, as we get ready to wash our cars. So,
definitely.
Yeah, so what do we got going on today, Don?
Well, today we're meeting with Alan Katz, founder
mm-hmm.
and president for EduFit, franchise
yeah.
opportunity.
which is great to have them on the show today, you know, because I think we're all in that fitness mode, aren't we, after the holidays of just, you know, eating so many cookies and cake and all these.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was crazy, you know. So, yeah, absolutely. So I'm looking forward to having them on the show today. And next week we have, as you know, Mako, America's Body Shop with nearly 500 franchise locations across the continent. And I think we're going to have a franchisor and franchisee on the show as well. I'll have to look into that. But looking forward to that as well. And then we have a bunch of shows scheduled for February, and we're already booked into March, and just crazy. So, yeah, we have a great schedule coming up. So keep going to the website and checking out, you know, the new shows that are coming up. We launched our new website in the beginning of January, and, you know, we've been getting a lot of great feedback on the website, the colors and things like that, you know. So it's really pleasing to the eye to look at, and there's a lot of great content on there now as well. So
just everything's getting better. More
listeners,
more podcasts.
Podcast listeners.
All the numbers are going up. We're having more people contacting us, to want to come on the show and even to be a sponsor and to get involved in advertising. And when you get involved in the show, it's just not a commercial. It's really a partnership. As you know, we're going to really look to help your company. And the beauty of internet radio is the fact that it's a national, even international format, which is why we went into this.
It really is amazing, you know, how we do have listeners all over the world. You know, the majority of our listeners, yes, are within the United States, but we do have listeners, you know, Australia, Turkey, you know, it's Singapore.
Yeah.
It really is fascinating to me when we get those emails, you know.
I think some guy in Hungary thought I was funny.
Yeah.
Some guy in New Zealand said I talk too fast.
Yes, yeah.
Some guy in, what was it, I guess England. Thought I should do the show on my own.
Yeah, there you go. We should post these up on the website as we get these comments. You know, it's just some of them are, you know, funny. But I'll tell you a quick story. I was listening to one of our older shows the other day. I was listening to Liberty Tax. I don't know if you remember them, with John Hewitt, the founder of Liberty Tax Services. And those commercials are still running on that show. You know, when you decide to be a sponsor on Franchise Interviews, those commercials are there forever. You know, so could you imagine that? We showed that we did 3 years ago. The commercials that we played six commercials during that show, are still running to this day, and people are still listening to the Liberty Tax show we did 3 years ago. It's just an incredible business model. I think you can tell it gets me very excited, you know, as far as what we've created at Franchise Interviews. It wasn't for sponsorship opportunities or anything like that. It was really to provide back to the franchise community, and it just seems like everyone is benefiting, you know, the prospective franchisees, the franchisors. So it's nice to have made that dent, I think, in the franchise industry again, you know.
Commercials can be sliced and cut and put on past shows.
Yeah, could you imagine that? I mean, just with the technology today, you know, you can advertise on over 100 and it's almost like 60 shows to date.
Right.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, it's just, it is totally unheard of. So it's a really neat business model. And for the prospective franchisee coming to our website, franchiseinterviews.com, you know, you can spend 160 hours just listening to the show. You know, it's just the content is really incredible. So,
And
really amazing,
yeah,
what
just
we've done.
A lot of categories, a lot of different shows. I guess soon, at one point, we'll try to start breaking it up to investment size, maybe down the line. You know, we could do something like that.
We're adding, actually right now what we're doing is the next category on the website is we're adding franchisers by listed alphabetically and by category. Right now we have them by date, we have them by category, and next section should be at the end of the month. You can actually hear them by alphabetized and by category as well. And yeah, and I think that's a great idea. Do it by investment size, because that's an important factor as well, isn't it? You know, it's just
somebody listening, you know, and they hear the commercial for Diamond Financial. They look at options for financing, but someone might realize they might want to put out of pocket maybe, you know, a certain amount of money, $30,000, $50,000.
Right.
Or just want to go for a franchise in a certain range. Soon we'll have the capability to let them know that, hey, here's the, you know, here's the 40 shows we did that are in the investment range that you're looking for. Start
Absolutely.
Listening to some of these shows.
No, absolutely. You know, so I'm just really excited for 2010. I think I've been excited every year we've been doing the show, but I think I'm most excited about 2010. So,
you sound very excited. That's
good. I am. I'm very, very excited. Yeah. So, I know you had some interesting articles as well. I know we're not going to be able to get to all of them today. It's just we're really going to have to move the show to a two-hour segment one day. But we'll talk about that in the future too.
Yeah. This is Marty through CNBC.com. As most franchises struggle, a handful set themselves apart. Recessions tend to be a boom time for franchising as the unemployed unleash their entrepreneurial spirit and start their own businesses. But the depth of this recession and the lack of credit has a number of franchise businesses shrinking this year. Despite the tough climate, some franchises are continuing to make strides. Among them, no surprise, is the Subway sandwich chain, which once again tops AllBusiness.com's franchise rankings. The sandwich chain's growth is being supported by two trends. First, Subway has been very supportive of potential new franchisees by helping them find new sources of capital.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting involved in helping them to expansion financing. It's interesting.
Wow.
Subway is also part of a popular category. As consumers have looked for less expensive options for eating on the run, sandwich shops have boomed. So that makes sense. She noted that Subway has been advertising its $5 footlong sandwiches.
Right.
That means you can feed three kids for $5 with one sandwich. It's a very affordable way to feed people.
Wow.
So Subway's expected to outpace McDonald's as the largest franchise restaurant chain in the world by location, possibly in the short term. Other sandwich chains also are performing well, including Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwich Shop, which ranked number 4, Jersey Mike Subs, based here in New Jersey, which ranked 31.
Wow, we had them on the show too, yeah.
Right, right. Also, Firehouse Subs ranked number 39. Of course, some franchises didn't fare as well. More than 60 franchise brands dropped off the All-Star list this year.
Wow.
Yeah, 60 dropped off the list. The weakest chains appear to be weeding themselves out in these tough economic times, and that might be a good thing for people who are looking to open their own business. Not surprisingly, some of the strongest chains are also the ones that are most likely to help support prospective franchisees by get started by waiving franchise fees or lessening the royalty fee. A number of companies are being very creative, as we've gone over with several stories throughout 09.
Right, thinking outside the box, yeah.
Looking at the leading chains, some trends emerge. For example, a desire for less expensive consumer options is helping some chains. Businesses such as Liberty Tax Service, mentioned them before, Jazzercise, Great Clips, and Home Helpers have seen an upswing in their businesses in this environment.
Wow.
Another trend is the growth of businesses that cater to the aging population, which we talked all about probably the last couple of years with several of those popular franchises, and we've had many on the show. That industry is doing very well. Through All Business, Marty, is 2010 the year to franchise your business? Peter Nowak is used to putting all his eggs in one basket. In May 08, as the U.S. was in the throes of the recession, he founded a company called Eggfast, a quick-serve, breakfast-only concept. Now, even as established franchise systems are struggling, he's preparing to start franchising the business in January of this year. But Nowak is not alone in his new franchising endeavor. Zoom Room franchised its brick-and-mortar dog training concept in September. Bagger Dave's legendary Burgers and Fries just announced the launch of its franchising program in November. And Corn's the Poppin' franchise followed shortly behind with a gourmet popcorn franchise.
Wow.
It's really incredible.
That is incredible, isn't it? Don't you love those stories?
Boom, just like that. Here's four new franchise systems.
That's amazing.
Now, you know, there's arguments on both sides. Is this a good time to start up a business in general, or a franchise or company?
Mm-hmm.
I happen to think it is, because I guess most experts say maybe the worst is behind us. It's still rough, but here's, you know, to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I mean, what I like about now, too, Don, is I think the whole location factor, too. I mean, you and I have seen, you know, and heard of, just reading and studying, that there's been some real killer locations available right now to not just franchises, but any business, you know what I mean? And those locations aren't going to stay there forever. I mean, at some point, I'm noticing here in this part of Pennsylvania, a lot of them are starting to get swallowed up. We have this main street in eastern Pennsylvania. It's called Northampton Street. And slowly but surely, all those locations are getting swallowed up. So something is going on. You know, and a lot of them, by the way, are franchises that have moved in on the Strip. So it's right by the water, you know. So it's just, I've always said it's a great location, I think, you know. So, yeah, absolutely.
It says, newly created franchise programs will be in the right place for the post-recession business expansion that is sure to begin in 2010, says Andrew Caffey, a leading franchise legal expert who cites the loosening of credit and lending and new government stimulus funds as the major factors that will spur such expansion. This could be a fantastic year to launch a new franchise program. Christian Falconer, CEO of Franchise Foundry, franchise development firm, wholeheartedly agrees, if you are willing to explore new growth strategies, I believe 2010 will be a great year to franchise a business, he says. We're in the middle of a major transition in the franchise industry where old growth strategies are being challenged and new strategies are emerging. Alyssa Harrison, Vice President of Communications and Marketing at the IFA, states that the IFA also expects existing independent businesses to turn to the franchising model to expand their companies. However, the precise numbers will depend on access to financing. So that's
right.
All kind of up in the air right now.
Hmm.
The IFA's Franchise Business Economic Outlook for 2010 predicts that the credit needed to meet 100% of the industry's demand will fall $3.4 billion short.
Wow.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
It's a pretty big number.
For Eggfast franchisor Nowick, where we start off the article, getting access to financing was his greatest challenge. Unable to get assistance from banks, he turned to private investors, tapped his personal savings, and used credit cards. He ended up investing more than $500,000 into the business. Tight credit also ended up driving Nowick to the franchising model in order to grow Eggfast.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny how things happen for a reason.
Right, absolutely.
We felt that in today's economic climate, the ability for a company our size to raise sufficient capital to meet our expansion goals was very limited. He wants to open 5 to 12 this year. Instead, we're concentrating our resources into building an extremely comprehensive franchise system and a corporate structure that enables us to operate as if we were a much larger company.
Hmm.
So here's some people optimistic about starting up their business. Here's something, Marty, through Forbes.com. It says, Women-Owned Businesses, America's New Job Creation Engine, by Mark Wolf. A remarkable trend is emerging in the U.S. job market, one that will greatly impact the workplace of tomorrow. Women are becoming the nation's job creation engine, starting small businesses and stimulating new jobs at a rate that outdistances their male counterparts and disproportionately exceeds their current contribution to U.S. employment.
Mm-hmm.
Is your wife looking to start up a business?
Not yet, but she talks about it because she is a fan of the show. So, you know, it's probably going to happen at someday. She'd be great at following a franchise system anyway. She's very, you know, good at stuff like that. So
she probably tells you all the time that she can do this show better than us, right?
Yeah, I think she could, actually. That's why I'm afraid to have her on as a guest, you know.
A newly published report by the Guardian Life Small Business Research Institute projects that female-owned small businesses, now just 16% of total U.S. employment, will be responsible for creating one-third of the 15.3 million new jobs anticipated by the Bureau of Labor Statistics by 2018.
Wow.
The job growth projection is based on a rigorous analysis of converging factors, including the faster growth rate of female-owned versus male-owned businesses.
Hmm.
Just pretty interesting in general, and I see it through my financing business.
I was going to ask you, has been like your experience in working with, you know, female versus male? I'm sure it's been positive on both ends, you know. But I think there are things that women can contribute that men, you know, may not, you know. So have you seen
that?
Well,
it's pretty common, I guess. You know, there's a lot of husband and wife business ownership teams. I do see a lot of women just on their own. Maybe they're single, starting up a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for years. Have you seen more of a trend lately? I mean, I really haven't noticed, but because I guess it's just been going on for a while.
I'm always amazed, I mean, at how many women do want to go into their own business. You know, I've noticed, you know, working with, you know, I mean, thousands of students on at Catholic University, when I'm meeting a lot of my students that, you know, many of them do express that they do want to go into their own business one day, you know, I would say it's just as much as men do. I would say it's
right.
Even, you know, so if you have 100 men, you know, say 10% of them want to one day go into their own business, it's the same with women. It's probably about 10% want to one day go into their own business. So it's very interesting.
And Forbes.com is saying it will create 5 to 5.5 new jobs across the U.S. by 2018
mm-hmm.
from the number of more women opening their own business.
Wow.
That's a lot of new jobs.
That is a lot of new jobs, absolutely. That's interesting. All right, good. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break, Don, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
You've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Mm-hmm.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only publication that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And our guest hasn't called in yet, Don. It looks like they called in. We lost them for a moment, so I'm hoping that Alan calls back in the next minute. So we had a couple other interesting articles that I wanted to get to. So
okay.
That kind of works out.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, here's some. You know, you mentioned before about this whole thing about going green.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something through All Business. Again, franchising goes green. What do Pizza Fusion, Subway, McDonald's, Cartridge World, and EcoWash Mobile all have in common? Besides being franchises, it might not seem like a sub shop or a burger joint would in any way be comparable to a printer cartridge refilling company or a car wash business. But look a little deeper, because a new shade of business practices is coming to light. America's going green, and franchises of all kinds are joining the movement. And you might know a little bit more than this about me. I mean, what is, you know, the big appeal for all this? I guess it's just greener, it's healthy, it just creates a stronger image. It you know, they feel that they'll get more business.
They're hip. I mean, that's what it. You know, I think at first, you know, it kind of like, you know, I wasn't sure if it was going to be a trend or not. I mean, if you go back maybe like a decade ago, you know, and today it seems like it's a must that, you know, not just franchisors, but just businesses in general get into, you know, the whole protecting the environment, you know. I mean, even the, you know, new president now, I mean, he's going to be, there's going to be a lot of taxes on, like, you know, coal and things like that, you know, and
right.
Companies of that nature. So it's really you're gonna see a lot more things like windmills in the future, and solar panels, and recyclables. And I just did a case study done on a company called New Belgium Brewing, who is not a franchise, but they're a beer company out in Colorado. I mean, and everything they do is really to protect the environment. They do a lot of donations to eco-friendly companies that are out there, and a lot of the employees ride bicycles to work. It's kind of like, you know, I think this may have happened to you too when you had your kids 5 years ago. But, you know, I mean, after we had, you know, our first baby, I mean, you think of the world differently. You know, you say, okay,
you know, what's the world going to be like 40 years from now for him, you know, and 50 years,
right.
you know. So those things, I think, start becoming a lot more important. And you see the competition doing it as well. You know, when you see McDonald's getting into things like recyclable products, or, you know, their wrapping is recyclable, it just seems to make a difference to consumers. I think it's a lot more important
right.
to consumers today than it's ever been.
You mentioned a trend that's funny. It goes on here, Monty. Sustainability or green franchise companies are a trend. We are seeing it in two ways. Those companies that are using their sustainability as a marketing point, both to sell franchises and to market it to their consumers,
mm-hmm.
and those that are making incremental changes in order to conserve resources while at the same time reducing operating costs, such as lower energy and water bills.
Right.
Green is the new buzzword overall, but the extent to which initiatives are being taken comes in various shades. For some, it colors every aspect of their business. Pizza Fusion, I happen to know the company. They're at a lot of the trade shows. An organic, earth-friendly pizza company
has
made green a priority since its founding in 2006. We should try to get them on the show, although we've had, what, about three or four pizza franchises we've had on?
I guess it's been, yeah, but, I mean, again, that's an interesting and different concept. Again, you know, they are doing something different, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I would like to have those guys on as well.
But the company makes its pizza deliveries in hybrid vehicles, uses utensils that are made 100% from potatoes and biodegrade within months, and donates money to environmental causes.
Mm-hmm.
We have had this built into our DNA, and we are so passionate about it that our customers know this, says Vaughn Lazar, the co-founder.
Yeah. No, it is. It's more important to consumers today than, you know, I find it a lot, especially with younger, the younger generations, Don, you know, is, you know,
yeah.
myself dealing with a lot of college students. It is very important, you know. You know, they don't want to see smokestacks and things like that, you know, and all that other stuff. So this is not a fad. I think it's important that everybody gets into this whole thing quick, and if you're not, then you're out, you know. So,
it should be interesting, getting back on the subject of 2010, as far as what's going to happen this year. Let's be honest, they said that the recession started, what, December 07,
mm-hmm.
and 08 was kind of getting worse, then we had the crash the end of 08.
Right.
And 09 has just been a terrible year.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are tired of being down.
Right.
I think there's nowhere for everything to start going but up.
Right.
So I think they're going to see a revival. And
yeah.
They're gonna,
you know, there's something interesting that you said, too, that I didn't think of. I mean, when you asked me the question is, you know, I think there's something, it's a feel-good kind of business when you're protecting the environment and you're giving back and things like that. You know what I mean? It just
yeah.
makes you feel like you're doing something, you know, for the planet. There's a concept, it's called triple bottom line theory. I had to learn all these things in my doctorate, but, you know, it's just the three P's is profit, planet, and people, you know, and that's what a lot of companies are focusing on, you know. And, you know, as we're talking, I mean, as Franchise Interviews continues to grow, I mean, I guess we should be talking more about those things too, shouldn't we, you know, about
right.
giving back to the planet,
right.
you know, again, I think we're providing a great service, but, yeah, I think you can always do more. You know, so it's kind of inspirational that you're talking about this topic, because it's
yeah.
something that I'd like to talk about, you know, during the year as well, is even giving back more. And I think that's why we've been doing the show so long, too, is, you know, I think we feel like we're doing something great for the whole franchise community, you know, and just getting all those emails throughout the years and saying thank you, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, there's something to it, to giving back, you know, and I think that's what's going on here.
There's just so much people can learn from these entrepreneurs, these people who took the risk, spent the money, invested the time, made mistakes, lost money, maybe
mm-hmm.
failed at one or two things and then started something else up.
Yeah.
They'll have a successful system, and those future franchisees, you know, could benefit from that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's kind of interesting.
And also what's interesting is what's nice about franchising is just there's just, you know, such a vast amount of opportunities with people who are who are young, who don't have much money, can probably find a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's stuff on the on the high end for
right.
somebody to open up something. And you know, just that last article I read naming four new franchises. I don't know what the stat was for 09 on how many new franchise companies started compared to those 7 08. I would be surprised if it was more during one of the worst years, one of the worst and longest recessions ever.
Yeah, and we can get that. We can get those figures from FranData typically reports that information too. Who is I definitely want to have those guys on the show as well. You know, hopefully like March or April, we can get them on the show. You know, they talk about a lot of statistics. I remember, I don't know if you remember this, I think it was 2005, and I hope my numbers are correct. I think that was the record year. I think it was like 900 new concepts opened up over a three-year period of time.
Right.
And one of them was like 500 in one year. I can't remember what year that was. But it was just incredible. I mean, how it was exploding at one time.
Right.
You know, when I got out of franchising, it was about a year, Don. And then I came back and I went to a franchise show. I was amazed at all the new concepts that were out there, you know, because at one time I felt like I spoke to every single franchise
right.
in the United States, and I probably did. And then I come back and there's all these like new players there, and I was like, whoa,
right.
You know, where did these guys come from? You know, and some of them have really made a dent in the franchise community. They've really grown.
Well, we
rapidly.
Might see that. We might see something like that going on again now in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and it's tough too. I mean, you know, I think it's hard for the franchisee today. You know, I mean, having a choice, I think, is great. You know, and right now we're up to about 3,000 different types of franchise systems. That's a lot to start with. You know, when you're looking to buy a franchise. Now, I know you can eliminate it down to a particular category and say, you know what, I want to go into the senior care industry, or I want to go into education, or I want to go into fitness, whatever it may be. So you can kind of narrow it down that way. But I think there's just so many choices. I mean, I'll give you an example. The senior care industry, you know, back in 1999, there was only a handful of senior care franchises set up at that time. I could probably name which ones they were. I mean, today, it just seems like there's so many of them, you know.
Right.
I don't know if there's too many of them, you know, and you mentioned, you know, pizza franchises. There's a lot of pizza franchises out there as well, you know. So it must be difficult, I think, sometimes for the franchisee. They said, wow, I got like 15 different choices. Which one do I go with? Do I go with the one with the most, you know, recognizable name? There's a lot of variables involved in the whole thing. You know,
it gets to be confusing. That's why we're a big proponent of using experts and consultants. Making sure you're being guided in the right direction.
Right.
With honest people who really care for your well-being and want to have that long-term relationship. And these are all very important decisions, from choosing the right system that's going to something you're going to be happy with based on your background. And
mm-hmm.
That's why speaking with a franchise consultant is important. And then other help down the line, an attorney. To be reviewing the franchise agreement, the FDD,
right.
even a lease if you're leasing space. You have to speak to a specialist about that. It's just crucial to get the right help.
You've reminded me, too, of some other important shows that we really need. I mean, there's like four really important shows that we need to do during the years. I think we need to get like a franchise attorney back on the show, you know what I mean, and kind of just like give us like updates as far as what's going on, like someone like a Kevin Hine or Nancy Lenard, you know, having them back on the show, you know, like at least
right.
once a year, and a location expert. I don't know if you remember, we had Ryan, I think it was Ryan
Cunningham, yeah.
Cunningham, very good,
yeah.
You got a great memory, advising how to find a location. I was fascinated with that show because a lot of times, you know, I'll see a spot and I always think it's a great location for a franchise or a business, you know, and when Ryan was on, he says, you know, there's a lot of variables involved in the whole thing. It's almost like this mathematical formula that you have punched into a computer, and it'll tell you
right.
If that was a good location for a
particular
type of business.
We'll also do a financing show, I guess.
And we
got to
do the finance one again, too, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's so
that's at the core of what a lot of the issues are with people even starting up. So we'll cover some of the main, you know, the main things, the main criteria.
No, absolutely.
In business ownership, yeah.
Yeah, I have good news. It looks like Alan called in. Let me see if I can bring Alan in. And what we'll do is we'll skip a commercial break because we did a lot of commercials during segment two. Something I want to mention to you too, Don. We have I'm in our guest room. We're playing the Rita's commercial. One of our listeners gave a thumbs up and said they had a friend who actually owns four of them, you know. So
wow.
It's just interesting when I get a chance to correspond with the listeners in the chat room because I don't always get that opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
So pretty interesting. But, again, we have a great show today. We're meeting with the founder of the Edge of Fit franchise opportunity, Alan Katz. And Edge of Fit is a franchise fitness concept providing convenient appointment-based personal training services to men and women. Hey, Alan, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing fantastic.
That's great, great. Alan, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. And I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Alan.
Yeah, Alan, Happy New Year. Appreciate you coming on. We want to hear all about Edge of Fit. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I am sorry about the delay, but...
Oh, that's okay, Alan. No worries, as long as you made it, that's the main thing. And you know, we're happy to have, you know, your type of concept on today. Don and I were saying earlier in the show, Alan, I mean, this is just such a hot topic to talk about during January. You know, it just seems like, including my wife, I hope she's not listening, made the commitment to go on a diet. You know, I mean, after the holidays, it's just, you know, so popular. So, you know, we're really happy to have you on today. We would like to start off asking our guest, where are you calling from this morning, Alan?
Well, we're based in Phoenix, basically Scottsdale, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few locations here in the Phoenix metro area.
Oh, great. That's fantastic. And what were you doing before getting involved in Edge of Fit, Alan? I know you have an interesting resume.
Yes. I began Edge of Fit 12 years ago. Prior to that, I was involved with a family business that was in the food processing industry. And the company started back in 1938 and was basically a poultry and frozen food manufacturer that developed into over the, oh, well, so 80 years that we had the business into
right.
the largest, world's largest kosher poultry and foods manufacturer.
Wow. That's amazing.
So tell us a little bit, Alan, about EduFit, the franchise system. Describe it. You know, when you have an investor or someone interested in buying, how do you explain it to them, Alan?
Oh, I think we might have lost them, Don, from the switchboard. I see Alan just popped away, so hopefully he'll call back in. But I guess
just
that was
well,
interesting.
I don't think I asked that question too well anyway.
So hopefully he didn't hear, right? But, you know, it's interesting his background, you know. I mean, that's always amazing, you know, when you look at someone's background and how they apply that experience to you know, kind of what they're doing now, because, and that's one of the reasons why we ask that question is, you know, I mean, sometimes it relates to how did they come up with the whole concept, you know?
Right.
So it's pretty interesting. So I can see it looks like Alan just called back in.
Not sure what happened there. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay, Alan. I see. That's okay. It happens.
Alan, I just wanted to find out. Just tell us a little bit about EduFit and the whole franchise system.
Yeah, EduFit is a unique fitness concept that I started, like I said, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a niche that wasn't being filled back then, and even today it's more timely. But back then, especially here in Arizona, but it came to understanding as how it was happening all over the country, a lot of people couldn't afford personal training because of the cost being so high.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it and came up with the right formula where we could bring our prices down to be much more affordable for our clients, but still be profitable for the company. And in essence, we came up with a formula where we're able to schedule in more than one person per time period with one trainer, although each client is still doing their own individualized workout routine that we create for them. So they're still getting rewards quickly based upon their own goals and needs. So it's not group training and it's not a circuit training concept. But what's happened over the years, I've seen here in Phoenix where our concept is really, I'm not going to say eclipse the competition, but we certainly have changed the landscape here and came up with the idea of franchising. It's a very duplicatable concept for the right candidates.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so important to, I think have a trainer too, Alan. You know, I mean, I think the perception for most people is that, yes, it is expensive, you know. But I really do think that, you know, for it to be successful, I think, you know, everyone, as you say, you know, they need a coach, you know. I mean, even, you know, Michael Jordan had a coach, you know. So I think that's important. What I like about your concept, too, is that it is personalized, you know, to the individual, but yet there are other people around at the same time, you know. So I think that group thing kind of helps a little as
yeah,
well.
The dynamics, it has. There's a built-in motivation.
Exactly,
with
and I
other
think that
people.
Helps.
One of the biggest factors I found is by setting that appointment, the accountability of the client to be somewhere at a particular time. And in essence, in a lot of environments, if they get to their body to our front door, we'll make them do what needs to be done.
Right.
And it's, like I was mentioning, it's very timely simply because with all the baby boomers approaching an age where they really need this type of, I like the word coaching, but supervision as well.
Right.
So that, one, they don't hurt themselves, don't put themselves in jeopardy, and then, again, don't waste their time in doing something that's ineffective, too. So it's really, I mean, over the years, it's really developed much stronger than what I ever anticipated. In fact, I had opened one club as an experiment and wound up having a few, and then, of course, it's leading me down the road to expose a lot of other people to this concept.
That's great. And I saw some strong testimonials on the website as well, you know, from the clients that actually use the service, you know, and I think there's some pretty strong endorsements there, so I can see why someone would be attracted to, you know, using this type of service. So,
yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of research on this, and our retention rates are substantially higher than the industry standards when it comes to personal training. And a lot of that has to do with the concept. Being in, like you said, having a few other people around and having
right.
them motivated that way, the price point being much more affordable so people can do it for much longer periods of time, fit it in their budget. And two, we have a system where there's built-in accountability for the trainer, too, to perform at a level that hopefully excels the client's expectations. We don't sell large packages of sessions. We only go month to month. It is a per-visit rate,
right.
but it puts the responsibility on the trainer to really perform because, in essence, they don't know if the client is going to be back next month.
Right.
And what's happened in our industry, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but simply because a lot of people are enticed when they're highly motivated to buy large packages of sessions, so there's not a lot of accountability for the trainer
right.
to really excel at their craft. They've already gotten the money. There's no recourse for the client if they don't know what's going on. And our concept builds in that factor in the trainer being accountable for their for the retention of the client. So it's really worked out. The whole concept's worked out well.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot of selling points for someone looking to own an EduFit, you know, a recession-resistant industry. I mean, people are always going to have to be working out, and, you know, want to get in shape. And it's a relatively simple business. I guess those are, you know, a couple of the big selling points, right, Alan?
Yeah, there's not a lot of working parts. There's no inventory. There's no accounts receivable. And it doesn't
nice.
Take a large space. You're talking 1,500 to 1,900 square feet.
Wow.
So the rents are relatively reasonable. And you're right about that there are a lot of good points for the owner because they don't have to manage a lot of people. And it can be owner-operated or it can be an individual like me who wants to own them multiple locations and be able to manage them properly. We have a great customized software system that allows each location to be managed extremely, extremely well. And we have a complete turnkey program, and we're very excited to get the right candidates involved with it.
And this is, I mean, it's great too. I think you're in the right place at the right time. I mean, you can see what's going on in the country as well, you know, even throughout the world. But I mean, with healthcare costs just keep going up and up and up, you know, I mean, there's going to be a negative aspect of being unhealthy, you know, it's just going to cost a fortune. So I think you're going to notice a big shift in this country with, you know, people, you know, using services like yourself, you know, so.
Well, the industry in total, just to give you kind of one snapshot, really only about 16%, and this is from IRS, which is our large industry association,
mm-hmm.
only about 16% of the adult population actually at any one time belongs to a health club. I know it's
wow.
hard to
That is hard to, yeah, it's amazing.
Because everybody you know in certain circles belongs to a health club, but
right.
in reality, the people that, a lot of people that should be going to a health club don't belong to one. And we haven't even nearly penetrated the population yet. So there's incredible growth, and personal training continues to grow. Of course, you know, other elements of the fitness industry like Pilates and yoga also.
Right.
And a lot of our clients do a combination of, too. We're not solely, well, look, we were here for the benefit of the client. They see rewards and body composition change. We can fit it in with other concepts, too. But the neat thing, the thing about ours is that, yeah, the recession has helped us, and it's something you brought up a moment ago, because the people that could one time afford one-on-one training with them and one trainer, today can't necessarily do that. But they know they need the accountability, or they're really not going to work out on their own behalf or on their own initiative. So we've gotten these people that could never afford it, and then we've now gotten these people that could afford it at one time that can't afford it. So it's really the recession for us really, I mean, it's impacted a little bit on some people that can't afford it, but generally speaking, there's more people coming in than that leaving, let's put it that way.
Wow.
So it's been, yeah, it's been I'm kind of surprised at every turn, but it's been great.
That's amazing. Nice growth. Has technology played a role in this business, Alan? I mean, it seems like a pretty simple model to duplicate as I was reading it and as you're describing it.
Well, the software system is – I always had a software system, a health club-based software system,
mm-hmm.
but then I went to the next level about a year ago so I could have the right software system to monitor and communicate with the franchisees a proper way. So I had this customized, and it's outstanding. If somebody doesn't show up, I'm going to give you just detailed examples. If somebody doesn't show up, the computer is going to pop up the person's phone number for the trainer to call immediately. It highlights the last session of the month, so we know exactly when that person's last time coming in to be able to get their calendar for the next month. It's very intuitive. Of course, we can communicate through bulk emails for our past clients and our current clients. And it's an incredible marketing tool, but it's also an incredible operational tool. So I would say technology in our past, 11 months, has really allowed us to really manage and control the number of people we have and understand exactly what they're doing at any given time. And we'll see, because if you look at our studios, yeah, they're small formats, and you think about the one-on-one concept, in reality with us, we're seeing a lot more people in a day's time because we're scheduling in more than one person per time period.
Right.
So it's, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to train 50 people in one day in these small studios. Even more on busy days. So it's you have to be able to manage all these things correctly so there's no mistakes with scheduling. It's been a godsend. I mean, my last software system did the job, but this one there's no
That's
comparison.
Great. That's fantastic.
Is there a particular type of franchisee you're looking for? Any types of characteristics, Alan, you're going to look for as you build the company?
Well, we are looking all over the country. We're registered in almost all the states at this point. And the candidate that we're looking for, it doesn't have to be a fitness-minded person, but, yeah,
mm-hmm.
we'd like to be a fitness-minded person. I've spoken to the whole spectrum from people that are unhappy with their current career situation, even people that do have a job, and want to, you know, have had an always an interest in fitness and aren't liking what they're doing now and want to make the career change, to people that are doing personal training, they're certified, that have a clientele base, that don't have their own facility. So it's the whole spectrum. We can, our training, in-house training and our on-site training, we would be able to adapt even a novice person to do our program if they have an interest in fitness. And again, we have, you know, I'm still looking for some, the right candidates. I wouldn't say I'd offer this to absolutely everybody, but more people that want to do multiple location situations as well. But, we definitely were looking for people that enjoy fitness, enjoy health-oriented lifestyle, healthy lifestyle. So, I mean, that does kind of narrow the gap if you're comparing it to somebody that's buying a, a fast food restaurant or something like that. But it's going to be, for somebody, we want somebody that's enthused and passionate about helping people.
Mm. It's one of the questions, I'll steal your question, Don, that you frequently ask on the show. How did you guys come, it's a clever name that you guys came up with. Is there a story behind that, or is it just fitness and education?
Yeah, well, you hit it right, education and fitness. And, again, it came back to, we didn't, another motivation for me to get into this, because I was always into fitness, is that I didn't see a lot of talented people that were trainers.
Mm-hmm.
You can get certified fairly simply with nationally recognized certifications out there, but that's certainly not a reflection on whether the individual is a good trainer or talented trainer. And you have people out there that we call them weekend warriors. They have the base fundamentals, foundation of personal training that they took certification 10, 15, 20 years ago. And they're doing a lot of the same concepts today as they were back then.
Right.
The industry's changed a lot,
sure.
A lot of different tools. The demographics has changed. It's gotten a lot older. And you have all these needs for conditions, whether it's post-physical therapy or older people. I mean, I would be considered an older person too, but older people who have conditions that you have to be careful with. That wasn't a component of personal training 20 years ago.
Right.
So I saw a niche where, yeah, you have to continually improve your education and be up on the new concepts that are coming out, that so you're prepared to deal with these individuals with certain situations. So the education was a big component, a big part, big element of our concept. So the people that do train with us have the confidence that we know what we're doing and not going to aggravate something that they may have.
That's great. Alan, we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on EduFit? Is there a website they can go to? Are there any numbers they can call?
Well, it's very simple. EduFit.com, EduFit.com. And they can look at our website and fill out an application. We'll send them a brochure, and one of my staff members will call them, and we'll give them additional information.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Alan. You've been a great guest. We'd love to have you guys back on the show in the future.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Alan. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you, Alan.
All right.
Good job.
Bye
now.
Take care.
Good concept, huh, Don?
Yeah, and like you said, really perfect starting out the year. People always want to try to get in shape and better
right.
themselves, and that's what this franchise is all about.
And I like the whole concept, you know, again, how you get that personalization, yet you are interacting with other individuals as well, you know, so it is definitely something different, you know, and I like how they do put the responsibility on the trainer, you know.
Right.
So it is, it's a great concept, you know. I'd like to keep our eye on them as they grow this year, and we'll have them back.
Definitely.
So good job today, Don. And again, for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, gofranchise.com, franchisefunding.net. And I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
All right, Marty. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Guaranteed, but all the riches in this life. shun existence without thought, just to see what it might be.